Tourism in Mexico has largely returned to normal after September 11th. Some resorts are actually reporting an increase in the number of U.S. travelers over previous years. Among the reasons Americans give for choosing Mexico as a vacation destination is that it is close and reasonably safe. But there is at least one aspect of Mexican life that is extremely dangerous: the nation's roads. Only one out of three car owners carries insurance. Hit and runs are the norm. Often the police themselves recommend not reporting accidents. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
If someone should run you over in Mexico, don't expect them to stop. Not long ago, 30-year-old Mexico City resident Alex Wells learned that lesson painfully. The British-born industrial designer was bicycling to work one day when a car in front of him made an unexpected turn. Wells slammed into the vehicle, flew over his handlebars, and landed in a heap on the car's roof.
With the shock, you know, I didn't know what was happening, but then I came around, kind of thing, got my bearings, and I realized the guy was accelerating. And I was on top of the car.
About 60 feet down the road, Wells finally tumbled from the speeding car to the pavement.
I mean, I did get quite a burn off of the of from hitting the ground, you know, like an abrasion, which was, I mean, pretty consistent with, like, I don't know, like 50, 60 kilometers an hour.
Wells gathered his bike and gave chase, but with his knee broken in four places, he quickly gave up. Such tales are commonplace in Mexico, anecdotes of people left for dead on the side of the road. And the problem isn't just with cars. Police say that 9 out of 10 times, even public buses flee accident scenes. Pablo Enriquez Maldonado, director of the capital's transportation department, says unfortunately that's true.
Yo creo que es cuestión de cultura,
I believe it's a cultural and educational problem. For many years, the transportation sector was really unorganized and supervision was loose. So we see so-called pirate vehicles, others without plates, and private vehicles that circulate as if they were public transportation, charging people fares.
Maldonado says even if drivers have insurance, they often won't pull over, fearing corrupt police and torturous Mexican bureaucracy. American filmmaker Paul Lister is currently ensnared in that red tape. Some weeks ago, he was riding his BMW motorcycle along a central Mexican highway with a friend when a full-size passenger bus plowed into them from behind.
The bike itself just exploded into BMW tostada chips along the highway, if you will. So I think given the dramatic sound of the crash and my body flying through the air, and then, of course, coming to a stop motionless and face down in the road, I think it was fairly obvious this was not a fender bender.
Nevertheless, the bus sped away. Later, when police finally stopped the bus in a roadblock, the driver and bus owner vigorously promised to pay all damages. But Lister, who is now back home in Austin recuperating from his injuries, says the company has yet to respond to letters from his attorney.
I actually contemplated getting two miniature-sized Oscars and sending these little Oscars for the award-winning acting performance of sincerity that these guys had towards our general well-being and our motorcycles and getting back to our loved ones.
Guidebooks to Mexico generally make mention of the semi-lawless nature of Mexican roads, but that didn't lessen the surprise for 27-year-old former Wall Street Journal reporter Ken Bensinger. Bensinger recently brought his U.S. vehicle to Mexico City. He recalls buying insurance in Texas and the odd advice he received from the insurance representative.
And if I get into an accident, if there's no blood, there's no foul, and I should get out of there as quickly as possible, she said, put the pedal to the metal and drive down the road.
There is a law in Mexico against hit and runs, but it appears to be little known. Mexico City has announced reforms to crack down on lawlessness in public transportation, but for ordinary drivers, fleeing an accident remains the easiest way to stay out of trouble. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.